One of God's great attributes that I personally love the most is that God is able to deal with my issues. God is never surprised. God is never caught off guard. The Bible says He neither sleeps nor slumbers, that He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. And this is very comforting for me to know that my God is always available and there. In fact, He isn't just sitting around waiting for my issues to happen, but He's already there before they happen, ready for me to look upon Him and ask for help. Jehoshaphat had issues. He was the king of Judah to the south of the divided kingdom. Jehoshaphat was the great-great-great-grandson of David. He was a godly king. He was loved by the people. He reigned some 25 years, in the years approximately 875 to 850 B.C. And in chapter 17 of 2 Chronicles, it tells us that He sent men throughout Judah to teach the people the book of the law of the Lord. And as a result of His faithfulness to the Lord, the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the land surrounding Judah, so they did not make war on Jehoshaphat. In other words, there was peace in Jehoshaphat's kingdom. Everything in his life was going well. Jehoshaphat had great wealth. He had an army of over 1 million troops stationed throughout Judah. His life was secure. It was kind of like having that great job, that wonderful job. The boss is patting you on the back. Things are going well with your family. Everybody's healthy, going well. It's great. Your life is secure. The stock market's up. Life couldn't be better. But then one day things changed. Jehoshaphat's life, his peace, was turned upside down. The text tells us some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. That was the other side of the sea, the Dead Sea there. And he says, this vast army is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. In other words, they're already on your side of the sea and they're not far. Now, it's sort of like the day that you go to the doctor, or the day you walk into work, or the day that the certain bill comes in the mail, or the day your car breaks down, or the day a loved one dies, or the day your computer crashes, or the day the school calls you about your child, or the day a marriage or a relationship is broken up. We feel like a vast army is coming against us. Unexpectedly, something happens in our lives to turn our lives upside down. And the Bible says Jehoshaphat was alarmed. The King James Version says he feared. In Webster's Dictionary, it says that alarm is a fear caused by danger, and it comes from an Italian word, allarme, which means a call to arms. So Jehoshaphat experienced the feeling caused by the danger of the impending armies, which caused him to react with a call to arms. Now, it's a natural thing for us to fear or to dread, but we become frozen by fear and we either do nothing or we choose the solutions of the world when we're in these situations. We allow the fear to cause us to forget whose we are, the people of God and the army of the Lord. What should we do when these things happen? What did Jehoshaphat do? He focused heavenward. He resolved to inquire of the Lord. And I want you to notice something here. In verse 3, it says, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. And that word Lord is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. And the reason that is because when the Bible was translated and transliterated from the ancient texts, you know that the people would not even speak the name of Almighty God, Yahweh. So when they translated the name Yahweh, they translated it as Lord with all capital letters. So it says, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of Yahweh. Almighty Yahweh. the holy, everlasting God of Israel. But several things happened as Jehoshaphat continued with his struggle. A series of things happened with him and his people that made all the difference in the world in this situation. Seven things Jehoshaphat did that shows us his true faith in God and gives us an example that we should live out in our lives. First of all, the people fasted. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. Secondly, the people came together for the cause. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Sadly, today, when we are up against the vast armies in our lives that are sprung on us and catch us unexpectedly, we close in and turn inside ourselves rather than involving the body of Christ and the church and saying, I need help here. Let's get together. Alarmed, he proclaimed a fast and he brought the people together to seek help from the Lord. They came together for the cause. The third thing he did was he worshiped the Lord God Almighty. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord Yahweh in the front of the new courtyard and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Now remember, he's in a state of fear. He's in a state of dread. He's in a state of the call to arms, but he sets the record straight. God is the God in heaven. God is the God who rules over all kingdoms and nations. God is the one with all the power, and he's not hiding his faith in God. He called others to join him in the fight. The next thing he does, he remembers what God has already done and remembers that God is faithful. He says, O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? In other words, he's saying, God, you were faithful. You drove out the inhabitants like you said you would and gave this land to Abraham's descendants like you said you would. And his descendants have lived in it and built in it a sanctuary for your name. And they said, if calamity comes, whether it's the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. So he remembers what God has already done, and he remembers that God is faithful. Next, he presents the problem to God and he turns it over to the Lord. He says, but now God, here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. In other words, God kept them from going in and invading these certain people. So you would have thought these certain people, in respect and thanksgiving to God's people, would not have attacked them or threatened them. And he says, but here are these men, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade. So Israel turned away from them, from the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Midianites, and did not destroy them, because you said so, God. But he says, God, see how they're repaying us. Look at the injustice, God. Look at what is happening here. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession that you gave us as an inheritance. This was one of those unexpected problems. They didn't expect these people to come up against them. But he presents the problem to God and turns it over to the Lord. And then he asks God to take charge of the problem. He said, Oh, our God, will you not judge them? He knows that God is a just God. He knows if God judges against the enemy's done. And despite his large army, all his abilities to defeat the enemy, the next thing he does is confesses his lack of power and his lack of wisdom. In other words, he humbles himself before the Lord. He says, Lord, we have no power to face this vast army that's attacking us, and we do not know what to do. But our eyes are on you. He says, Lord, we don't have the power. We don't even know what to do, but our eyes are fixed on you. He might have feared, but he made God his God, and he turned the battle over to God. And as he did this, all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there in the temple in Jerusalem. Together they stood as one, with their eyes fixed on God, feeling helpless because this unexpected calamity had come into their life. They were not in a state of doing nothing, frozen by fear. Instead, they stood there together, calling on God Almighty, Yahweh. What would you or I have done in this situation? What would we have done? What will we do when this happens in our lives? As God's people in Jesus Christ, we do not fight with the weapons of the world. Paul told the Corinthians, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not worldly weapons. We fight with spiritual weapons of prayer, fasting, reading the Bible, coming together, and lifting our concerns to the Lord God Almighty Yahweh on our knees. 2 Timothy tells us God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and of self-discipline. Paul said we have a divine power to demolish strongholds. What's the stronghold in your life right now that you're dealing with? There they stood, Jehoshaphat and his people, with an overwhelming problem staring them at the face. And this was their reaction. Here we are, God. We're powerless. We don't know what to do. But we've come to you, O God, our God, because you have all the power and we have none. They had a choice, just as we do. They could have run away. They could have gone to the nearest bar. They could have opened up some pills. They could have lit a cigarette. They could have committed suicide. They could have gotten angry and taken their anger out on someone else. They could have gone to Barnes & Noble and bought the latest self-help book on how to get through this. They could have instantly got on the internet to see, well, let's see what it says. How do we deal with the vast armies? Let's Google this, vast armies, and see what happens. And notice no one is sitting around crying, why? Why me, God? How could this happen? In all of their fear and worry, they focused on Almighty Yahweh instead of the vast army. They put God on the front line instead of on the back burner. I want to ask you this morning, does it feel like there's a vast army attacking you today? Maybe it's your work, maybe it's school, maybe you're in your health, maybe in your finances, maybe in your family. Where have you put God in those battles? Where have you put God in those battles? Have you taken the time to fast? Have you taken the time to seek help from the Lord? And have you even prayed? Or are you trying to figure it all out in your head? In a week where I personally had a 12-page paper that I had to do this week for my college course, only God knew that we were going to get bad weather and that the power was going to blink, and that blinking power was going to cause my computer to crash and destroy my hard drive. But God laughed. I wasn't laughing. You can imagine that. It's a good thing I don't have a hammer in my office. But you know, we get in these situations and it feels like we're being attacked, like a vast army is coming at us. We don't know what to do. These unexpected problems happen. and things start to snowball on us because we just don't sit down and relax and say, God, I'm helpless. I don't even know what to do. But my eyes are fixed on you because you know. You're God. You're Yahweh. If we focus our attention heavenward and turn the battle over to God, our great protector and provider, what have we to fear? Do not stand around paralyzed. Get on your knees. Give the problem to God and get prepared. If we hand the battle over to the Lord, strongholds are coming down, folks. The strongholds in our lives, those battles that we fight every day, they're coming down. They have no power against the holy, divine, almighty, powerful, eternal God. They cannot stand against God. But first, we must be still and know that God is God, and He will be exalted among the nations and in all the earth. He is our refuge and strength and ever present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though all the problems in the world cause our world to give way. Call upon the Lord and know the Lord Yahweh. The Lord God Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And if we look to Him, cry out to Him, humble ourselves before the Lord, and turn our problems over to the Lord, who can stand against Almighty God? Let's pray.